The U.S. dollar comes into Friday looking a little more bid overall. This after U.S. inflation data produced a print at a plus 40-year high. The data points to a U.S. dollar that should continue to be in demand as the Fed is forced to adjust rates higher in response to surging inflation, and as safe haven flow picks up as a consequence of these actions and other strains on sentiment around the globe. The yen has now sunk to its lowest level since January of 2017 against the US dollar. The euro wasn't able to do much with the ECB policy decision on Thursday, despite the central bank ending its PEPP program and revealing it will quicken the pace of APP taper to perhaps end in Q3. It seems this probably had a lot to do with the fact that the ECB also said that any hikes will be gradual and take place sometime after bond purchases end, rather than shortly after. As far as Russia and the Ukraine go, while things have settled this week, we're not out of the woods, and there continues to be a good deal of risk swirling around its geopolitical tension. Key standouts on today's calendar come in the form of German inflation, UK industrial production, construction output and GDP, Canada employment, and Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.